This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm, clear evening across much of Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild breezes, while Haifa sees a clear sky, a pleasant night for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF general warns that talks with Hamas and Hezbollah lack a clear strategy for victory, according to a report from the Jerusalem Post coming in just under an hour ago. Also earlier today, the IDF announced that a strike on a Gaza hospital compound killed a Hamas commander, as reported by the Times of Israel. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports internal struggles within the security system, with the IDF warning of potential escalation in Judea and Samaria. Separately, Ynet reports a woman was killed and six others injured in a four-car pileup near Atlit earlier this hour. And finally, from earlier today, JTA highlights the untold story of ELL's resilience during wartime, with staff working under threat of bombs and airstrikes. Here's what people are saying online. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 highlighted concerns by the Iranian Foreign Ministry. They argue U.S. sanctions on Iran threaten international law, a post from over 10 hours ago. Israeli activist Hen Matzig shared breaking news earlier today. Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, posted earlier today about expelling Dutch representatives. The decision comes after the Netherlands enacted a law banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas, with notification given to both the Dutch embassy and American allies. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF general's warning, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the military official expressed concerns over the lack of a defined victory strategy in ongoing talks with Hamas and Hezbollah. This raises questions about the effectiveness and direction of diplomatic efforts. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, the recent IDF strike on a Gaza hospital compound was significant. It targeted an unnamed Hamas commander accused of planning attacks. This strike follows another killing of a Hamas commander and a sniper in recent military actions. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain, as tensions could escalate further. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom delves into the internal struggles within the security system. The IDF not only faces potential escalation in Judea and Samaria, but also broader challenges within its ranks. These tensions highlight the complex environment the military operates in, impacting both strategic decisions and daily security operations. On the economic front. First, from Israel Hayom Business, Jerusalem Bank has launched a new financial service with Remitly. It aims to streamline salary transfers for foreign workers, enhancing financial inclusion. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israel is focusing on India as a key market for tech exports. A delegation of cybersecurity and water tech companies recently visited Indian cities to forge deeper commercial ties. And finally, CTEC reveals the economic impact of reservists on the economy. The average cost is now estimated at 53,000 shekels per month, reflecting a 10% increase from previous estimates. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.